thousand times, singing like the chimes, a thin line I'm walking between a wild night and a bad time, a low tide. And I never been too good at hiding my designs, as you might find surprising.
Comes back from Raina Rose off of her album When May Came, and you could hear Rebecca Lobey in the background singing some harmonies. She's also in the studio with us. That song came on the radio when I was in the car with Echo. She's also a host on WAMU's Bluegrass Country.
Aww.
And we got in a bit of an argument because I said, oh, this song always makes me feel so good. And she said, how could it? It's so sad. So I have to ask, do you based on the lyrics and the melody on that, do you find that a hopeful song or a sad song?
I guess it's kind of a mixture of both in that, like, you know it's never going to work, but at least you're thinking about the sun coming back, you know, in the springtime. So it's definitely, it was written in a situation that I just knew this is never going to work out, you know, and I guess the acceptance of that was at least just like, okay, well, this is never going to work. At least maybe I'm not going to try anymore. So let's just start thinking about other things.
And I take it didn't work out?
It didn't work out, no. Which is fine. Like, I don't mind it. I do not regret it not working out. So I guess in that way it is hopeful.
Yeah, that there is the future.
Right, and everything least. Is as it's supposed to be. So we might as well just, like, let go of the things that are not right for us.
Hmm. Wow, we're jumping right into the philosophical
part of the interview. Let's get new agey and deep right away. It's my specialty.
Are all of the songs on this album autobiographical?
No, actually they're not. A good number of them are. Actually, I think only one isn't. Desdemona was just kind of a story that popped into my head.
Uh-huh.
But everything else is very autobiographical.
How long did it take you to write all of the songs on this one?
Most of them were actually written by the time my previous album, End of Endless False Starts, was released.
Okay.
So that album took about a year and a half to make. We did everything, overdubbed everything. Everything was done separately, and it has a very eclectic, almost schizophrenic feel to it, but in like a really cool artsy way, I think. So when that album was done, I was like, okay, I need to do something that is... that we do live and quick, and so that's what we did. We recorded all of the songs live in 4 days in a friend's little living room, and the rest of his house too.
Oh, really? So actually, in a house in a living room that's not set up to be a studio.
No, we did it in PJ's house.
Oh, wonderful!
Yeah, we did it in a mutual friend's house. So it was really cool because we had the drummer in the kitchen who could see the bass player in the living room via a mirror. They had like a mirror at the apex of their sights. And the keys player and I were also in the room with the bass player. And the keys amp was in the bathroom, and the electric guitar player's amp was in the bedroom. So it kind of, everything kind of snaked all over this whole house. It was this really, and it was September in Austin. It was so hot. So we'd have to turn the AC off when we were recording a take and then turn it right back on immediately when the take was over so as not to die.
Yeah. Wow.
But, can I interject something? This is Rebecca Lobey, Raina's touring partner and possibly one of her biggest fans. And I've listened to her record a lot. And there's one other song that's not probably autobiographical. What Do You Bury?
Oh, you're right. Good call. I forgot about that song.
I just didn't want people to think that you had been stuck in an unhappy marriage for 4 years.
Right, I'd been in an unhappy marriage and my husband died. Right, that song, not autobiographical.
Well, actually, I was going to ask you about the story behind that song, but how about you play it for the audience first?
Oh, okay. I could do that.
Him, there was a mask I wore. It looked like a full belly. There was a shirt he left on the floor, and there were quiet bits of respite. I did not ask for more. His steps would fade down the way after he closed the door. After he closed the door. Near as much as he loved gin, not near as much as he loved bourbon or a beer to lift his chin, but he kept me in fine linen, he kept the pantry filled, and he kept me like a broken bird till the day he was killed, the day he was killed, the day he was killed. Mercy on this heartache born into such a fog for the man he meant much less to me than the company of a dog. And I'm not saying he was a bad man, though I swear upon my blood. What did he bury next to a man you did not love? Did not love. You did not love. Altar dressed in our parents' shoes, and when you got nothing to hold on to, well, you got nothing left to lose. And some nights I lay there naked, all sadness in bare bones. And he would smell like smoke and lust if he made it home. If he made it home. If he made it home. Such a fog for the man he meant much less to me than the company of a dog. And I'm not saying he was a bad man, though I swear upon my blood. But what do you bury next to a man you did not love? Did not love. Did not love. Standing here, sister babies all pink and bright. And the one I bore was gone before we were sure he'd go to Christ. And I'm a child at this gravestone, all contrite with tears. And the one hand is my freedom, and the other, all these hard years. All these hard years.
Who Do You Bury by Raina Rose. Here in our Washington, D.C. studio, I'm Jen Hitt. Now, you said that song wasn't autobiographical, but where did you find the inspiration for it?
It's funny. Sometimes I feel like songs are there, and if we have the time and the energy to grab them, they can come through us. Again, we're getting a little new agey, but I think that's fine. So the inspiration for that song, I was driving through Tennessee and then Arkansas and back to Texas, and I was just hit by that song. It just came through the pen, and I wrote it in I think it must have been February of 08, and I didn't play it for anyone for months because I was like, wow, this is dark and sad. And then I ended up playing it for my friend John Elliott months after that, probably in July or August, and he was like, what is that? And where did that come from? And I was like, I don't know. It's just a song I wrote, I guess. And I kind of felt like someone out there needed that story to be told. And it just happened to be me that told it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of stories out there that need to be told about domestic violence and things like that. October is actually National Domestic Violence Month.
Whoa.
And, you know, I often hear that it's good that there are people out there that giving voice to stories like that, because it can be too hard for the survivors to do that.
So, right.
So thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sure that song has touched a lot of people. It certainly touched me.
Oh, I hope so.
That's On When May Came by Raina Rose. And she's in our studio. The first time I heard you was down at Flipnautics in Austin.
Sure.
And I walked into the room and it was kind of drizzly out. And it was for South by Southwest, and I'd been running around all day. And I walked into the room and it was all of a sudden I could breathe. It was, I remember writing in my blog the cheesy description of it, because that was all I could come up with, was Raina's music and harmonies made my heart travel to that place of endless possibility and redemption through sound.
And that's beautiful.
I don't know how that does. It sounds terribly cheesy, but it's really hard to capture the sentiment of what you hear musically, what music is, what folk music is.
It's got to be from the heart, you know? And I think a lot of people can recognize when something is from the heart or when something is not. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's a tangible thing you can put words on, but it's just a feeling. I don't know. That's what I think. I just got back from a two-week tour of the UK. That was the first time I'd ever been there, and it was incredible. It was amazing to me. The audiences just sit there and listen. If anybody was talking in the audience, the other audience members would turn around and eat them. You know, it was like, you need to leave. You need to leave or be quiet. Except it was in a really cute accent. I loved that. I was really excited, mostly about going to a place where no one had ever heard me sing before, because that just feels like, oh, it's new again. You know, like sometimes songwriters get a little tired of their own material just because you play it every night, you know, five nights a week for years. And I was just like, wow, okay, this is new again. I can play without having any preconceived notions. So it was really inspiring to me, and I ended up writing like five songs while I was over there. Some may never see the light of day, but you know, that's kind of beside the point. A song is a song, whether or not people hear it. Okay, this is a little love song.
Every time that I'm away, I wish that I had stayed. I've been thinking about my green days. I'm older, I'm softer, and more often than not, I am a reluctant shepherd cursing these sheep I got. Somewhere in between drinking the milk from from the North Sea. I see you laughing at the moon. And you who won my hand, being the leader of the band, you ran away with a spoon. Fade away like morning dew. And you, my dandelion, my heart, begotten Zion, dance with a diamond in your eyes. You are bolder, you are brilliant, and it took me just a minute to see I'll not be the one to say goodbye. 'Cause you are somewhere in between, drinking the milk from the North Sea, and you are laughing at the moon. And you who won my hand, being the leader of the band, you ran away with a spoon. You fade away like morning dew. Build me a nest to settle down. The sun and the birds we cannot hear their baleful cry. Well, you could come with me, we'll climb as high as we can see, and there we will jump off of the sky, and we'll be somewhere in between, drinking the milk from the North Sea, and we'll be laughing at my hand, being the leader of the band. You ran away with a spoon. You fade away like morning dew. You fade away like morning dew.
What's that one called?
I don't know. What should it be called? It's that new that it doesn't have a name yet.
That's exciting.
Maybe
something about milk. I love that line, milk of the North Sea. Well, I mean,
I think milk actually would be
just milk would be cool.
Yeah, milk would be really cool.
You don't have many one-worders.
I don't. Usually my songs have all these like verbose titles.
Or, you know, we could take suggestions if you guys want to email me about what you think that song should be named. Go ahead. It's jhit@wamu.org and let me know what Raina should name her new song.
I love that idea.